Okay. All right, rolling.
Okay. All right. Carpet bid came in Thursday morning, opened them at 9:30. We had four bidders. Stone Ridge Carpets, they had mailed their bid and it did not come in until the mail came in, which was way past 9:30. So okay. I didn't get that until late. Could not open it. The low bidder was B&B Interior Flooring with Breakout.
Breakout is the carpet type?
It is.
Okay, I don't need to know it. Just have to know what Breakout
is. It's the carpet type. Okay. Every person that came in to measure, they brought samples, and Donna tried to select a couple that they could price. Some of them we had to send away and get them to come back with a little bit better quality carpet than what they had offered. The Breakout came in the lowest at $3,571.21. When I took the two lowest down to Donna to show her, which would have been the Breakout by B&B Interior, and then also the carpet from Weeks Floor Company, she liked Weeks better. So I contacted B&B, it's the same brand, Shaw, and asked if it would be the same price. She came back with no, it would be, and it was like $158 more, which then goes over Weeks bid.
Okay. So that's why B&B has two bids.
Correct.
They came in with the Breakout, which is the lower quality.
Right.
All right.
This is the one then that we are looking at that would be number two.
Now that's the question I've got. You said lower quality. Do you mean lower quality or do you mean that Donna liked it different?
Donna?
That would be a question.
Well,
I don't care to go with what you're saying, but I'm just saying.
The bid specs, I guess we could have specified the bid specs. Should have been the constituent. Should have been the bid specs if we knew that.
She just didn't know that that would be the kind.
Gotcha.
Of cover that she
I chose, whenever they asked me to look at them, I chose two colors out of each one.
Okay.
I should have just rejected because there's some that I never expected them to win, I guess, and I should have thought about that.
Okay.
And I don't care which company puts the carpeting down, it's the carpeting colors.
That's what I meant. You know, that's what I was referring to.
I have no problem with any vendor that I know of. The only thing is I was asking Linda, I would kind of like to have a guarantee that if we have, you know, separation where it starts rolling up and comes loose or something, that they'll come back in and fix that. And I don't think we included that.
We didn't. So I contacted both of the lowest bidders, and they gave a one-year warranty.
So they should be. I mean, one-year workmanship. So, okay.
Yeah. I don't know either one of these people.
What's the color? Let's see what she picked. Is it something ugly or is it nice?
Oh, watch it.
It's just an idea.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay.
Donna, you're satisfied?
But that's the unification, yes.
It is.
Yes.
So based off of that, the specs really are constituent. So Chuck, are you satisfied?
Yep.
I'll move that we accept the Weeks Carpet Company using the constituent carpet as the low bidder and award them the bid for the county clerk's office.
$3,710.
That's the but I meant to plug in there too.
What was that number again?
3710. 3710.
You have your warranty posted on that.
It'll be in the probably part of the invoice, part of the work order probably. Make it part of the work order, please.
I certainly will.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you, Donna. Okay, I have one more other thing. I received an email from Joanna asking for a list of things that we will be continuing to pay for animal control. I thought I would look for direction.
It should be in the contract that we had with them.
Why would she be directing anything? It should come to us.
It should come to us.
Would you forward it to Nikki and Julia?
I certainly will.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing of it is that you know, there's Larger maintenance issues, not small maintenance issues. I forget what all's been brought forward. So
the truck, is it done? Do they have it?
It's done. They have it.
And we have the other one?
I do not know that we have the other one yet.
Can we make sure we get the other one?
Yeah.
Because that's, I think we're going to sell it in the auction, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I am putting out a propane bid. It will be in the paper Wednesday. Is that something we still need to supply to as animal control?
What?
Propane. We took care of the propane out there before. That'll be something we do not need to do now.
That's part of the, it came out of the budget. The budget would have the money in there. Should the budget, it's utilities, which is, they're responsible for utilities, and we gave them.
But won't they dictate who?
They just need to take care of it.
Yeah.
We gave them the money.
So that will not be included in our propane delivery. Correct.
It okay. needs to be a separate contract. I mean, a separate deal. It's not ours anymore.
That is not ours. Okay.
But they could they not, just like we copy the state's bid, if they wanted to, they could use our price.
Perfect.
Yeah, if they want to.
And so
and bidder.
You might.
Yeah.
Price wouldn't bid. Hurt to put it in the bid that, or at least content, let the people know that we'll pass on whatever. Whoever gets the best bid, they might want to use it.
Great.
Am I okay. making sense?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. That's all I have today.
Really?
That's it.
I didn't carry all that stuff in here, and I thought we'd
win. I thought I was setting up camp, didn't you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Before we lose you, could we ask Linda to send a note to the health department?
Certainly.
Saying that we are going out for bids, and we'll let them know who we get the best bid from on it. For the propane?
Sure.
And also that one tank is owned by MFA and the other one by...
We need to get that one off of there. Off the, well, we don't...
They need to come and pick it up, don't they?
Off the premises. Because that's always confusing. They took and pulled some...
Is it empty?
No, it had some in it.
Do they give us... I mean, if they come pick it up, they'll give us a refund of the unused, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into what you want to direct Linda to go tell him to come pick it up.
Well, why don't we do it after the bids? You'll be sending this out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as soon as we find out who's got the bids, the other tanks come off the premises. How's that work?
One tank is MFA's and the other tank is Mountain Country, or?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I think so.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Mountain Country, Mike Erie. And then. So you should have MFA, Mike Erie, Ozark Mountain, Town and Country.
There's Empire. Titan. There's a couple more. Titan.
What is
Titan's what Empire used to be, I think.
Mm-hmm. With Titan.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also want to ask you to kind of scan through some, I know we got a state bid on a copier or scanner, is that right?
Mm-hmm. It's a U.S. Communities bid, the one we're looking at for your office.
Yes, but we wanted to make sure that Jimmy, when he went through the process, we were kind of wanting to make sure that our state bid was, because once in a while, and it happens very seldom, but once in a while you can get a bid that is lower than the state bid.
Okay. And we checked like that on the recorders as well.
I can't answer that until I talk.
And theirs came in to be the better price. But I did have quite a few people, because there are a lot of different, you know, like Lakeland and different vendors like that that have different state contracts, so to speak. So they all started forwarding them in to me. So, but I'll be happy to look over that.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you,
Linda.
All right, next on the agenda is something that Bob is not here yet for, which is the ordinance for construction errors. Just kind of let you know, in general discussion, we don't have an ordinance clearly defining construction hours within the county. There's been always been a understanding that it's work hours, but we evidently have omitted that by accident over the years past, and so Bob's coming forward with an ordinance that would restrict the construction basically from 7 to 7 without specific permission from the county commission.
I think it should be wrote up different than that.
Okay, well, Bob's writing up the ordinance, so you
reason probably... reason I'm thinking of time frame is winter hours versus summer hours, and I think it should be like it's basically like conservation uses other things where it's daylight till sun, you know, okay. Sunset.
Well,
or whatever. If we don't, we're going to have people working after dark.
Right now, if a construction company wants to work at 11 p.m., we have no way to stop them.
I know, and I'm fine with the ordinance.
Talking about the construction thing,
right?
But we're just warming up.
We're warming up. We're just having some general discussion about.
You told me you wanted me down.
Well, it's posted in 5 minutes. Yeah. Are you ready?
You don't have to be entirely ready, in my opinion. We could. Vote if we're clear enough on what we want him to write.
I mean, basically,
Or you can table it till a little later today and vote on it. I can tell you what I'm putting in there.
It's 7 to 7, or what is it?
Basically, 7 to 7. You've got to put in a distance, or it's advisable to have a quantifiable distance and time. And then you have to use some objective standard. You don't want to use necessarily decibels, because what's that? But certainly, if it can be heard from a certain distance... and it's 7 to 7. Do you want to put in that no Sunday?
I want no Sunday, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
The neighbors wanted a break.
Definitely.
I mean, my concern is around the clock, 7 days a week would be horrible.
When we did Bee Creek, we did no Sundays, right?
Yep. No Sundays, I agree. No Sundays. Daniel was talking about
a certain footage of a residential, any residential structure. Inhabited residential structure. Is that right?
Correct. You're saying it's okay to work on Sunday or work before and after if you're so far away from residential.
And we're not making it Sunday because that's some sort of holy day. We're making it so that somebody has a day off from it.
It's just the rest day.
You need to be able to, on your day off, at least rest a little bit. I've looked at some of the case law, and they've got all different states. They don't have any Missouri, but they've got differing results. So I'm trying to pull together the best that...
Dan, explain to him what you were talking about, conservation areas, if you want to try
what we get into, Bob, if we use 7 to 7, is in the wintertime. They're working, you know, it's dark at 5 o'clock. You're working until 7 o'clock at night. In the summer hours, you know, they could...
Those are
extend those hours till 8 or, you know, 5 or 6 to 8. I don't want to go any lower, 6 to 8 or 7 to 7. Or.
Let me just tell you what some of the ordinances have done. In a couple of the states, they've talked about giving variances for, and it wouldn't be with the Board of Adjustment, it would be with you guys, giving variances for emergency construction or some sort of exigent circumstance. So somebody could come in, and if
request
they made some objective criteria available to you that they needed it, they could get an exception from the strict enforcement of the rules.
And so if they had a timeline, like say they've come in and presented a timeline to us that they had to be done, and we've seen that there's an emergency, we could go ahead and
grant them some sort of variance.
Yeah,
I can put that in there. I was planning on putting a portion in there.
That'd be fine.
Okay. All right.
So you want us to table this till what time, sir? Because
Do you have some time where you...
We have no time, but we can squeeze you in for like a 5 minute quick.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Let's table this then. I move that we table the construction management... No, that's not the right time. The construction hours ordinance until 2:25. No, I can't do that. Sorry here.
I could go at 3 o'clock because you get that 2:55, that village, Bradleyville.
At 2:59.
People make fun of me when I say
why. Yeah, they do, I bet, don't they?
2:59.
Alright.
Do I have a second?
Yes, second to table to 2:59.
Aye.
Ordinance.
Aye.
For construction hours. Aye. Motion
if
carries.
Late, it'll be 3.
Well, then it'll be table again.
Right?
Okay.
Joanna told me you guys were talking to animal control. So Jim Berry called me.
Microphone.
Jim Berry called me, wanted to know, you know, if we were getting ready to, and I actually had checked with him on that bill, and he says, yes, that's fine. You know, the agreement was that you'd provide him with a good vehicle, and we're supposed to send him the amount that's left in that budget, and I think it was due probably the 30th of this month, which he will not be back in town until next week, so I okayed with him that would be, you know, we'd get with him as soon as that was over, and we'll get a check for him. And, we probably shouldn't have any more animal control bills after that, because anything that we get that have animal control on it should just go to them.
Right.
But that should happen.
So you're supposed to be next week we're going to sit down.
Jim
spoke.
Jim told me to get back in. I think it's either next Monday or the Monday after. I don't remember which one it was.
Okay.
But we will take care of that as soon as he gets back in. So right now,
I guess Linda was bringing up also was what do we have to budget next year for animal control? And the answer is just the dollar figure that we're transferring. Correct.
We'll budget the same amount that we did this year so that we can transfer that
correct.
To them. And yeah, that's, I've already done that. That's in the budget.
Good. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Recovery zone bond, real quick.
Yes, sir.
There's a few pieces of information. The amount.
Which is a moving target, and we just got more.
The reasons. Which reasons?
Just because.
And the territory. Is it the entire county?
The entire county.
Okay.
Yeah. The reasons are up. The reasons are explained in the grant form. That
Who has all that information?
Joan does.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We have you at 2:30. Is this a bonus? Bonus break?
The agenda shows a noise ordinance, construction noise ordinance.
A construction ordinance. We've tabled it to 2:59 p.m. today before the 3:00 so that he can finish the ordinance.
Have you got comments, though?
No, I wanted to hear.
What we're trying to do is restrict the construction.
Right.
And give the neighbors a rest on a day. We chose Sunday not because it's a religious holiday, but just because we gave everyone a rest. Is that right, Legal Bob?
Yes.
And we're talking 7 to 7.
We're considering 7 to 7.
With a variance possibility and
some distances,
emergency or exigent circumstances of some sort.
But that's going to be in the ordinance at 2:59. He wasn't quite ready for it.
Any decibel readings?
There's no way. We don't have any way to enforce it. I mean, we don't have any noise ordinance.
So we have to have some objective criteria, and perhaps it's a distance that you can be heard from. And if you can be heard from that distance, then
I can do this.
Then you got to put in something general, like, you know, but not be constitutionally vague, unconstitutionally vague.
Okay.
All right. Any input?
If you've got input,
sounds good.
Please let me know.
Sounds good.
I'm going to just hear.
Have you driven Mission?
Mm-hmm.
Base off to the side is pretty loose.
Now?
Yeah.
Even after they walked it in the vibrator?
I'm not sure they have. Maybe that's the issue.
Okay.
Right.
I was in this morning. And
it's now it's tighter up the top and then looser at the bottom.
Yeah.
It was that way when they put it in and the sheep footed the top end.
It's better.
Of course, it went where the old road bed was at.
Right.
And then the bottom down there, they got... I've almost got the dozer stuff because of where the core one is.
I may tell you, it was
soupy on that side, so we had to use it. I mean, that was their decision to make us.
I lost some of my reviews.
Okay.
It looks good, though, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful. I think it'll be a good site for.
Absolutely.
Would you put those specifically on my agenda?
They use clean. And then, I thought that if we had used something with a little, like a, you know,
go ahead,
0.003 or something, that sand in itself or locked itself.
Yeah.
We may have to
put that on there, but this is. Put those on there. I'm not.
Okay, so
from
basically
from
7:30 down to 4.
Yeah,
but
break them out.
No, I
will. It looks great. I was proud of the way. Did you go to the other one? Deer Lane?
Let me think about it.
Okay.
A couple more hours.
But it is okay.
Now they've got that.
Yes, right.
The bank
yeah.
is it cleaned out yet?
And then can you and I get together on this?
Well, I figured it would by now. That means the others won't be ready to green out. They didn't sow the wheat in time. They sowed fescue and then I didn't know that they hadn't sowed in a week. And then last week, they sowed the wheat the last couple of days. And it would have been nice if it would have been all green on the sides down through there. Fall of the year with a snapshot of the lake in the fall of the year, it would have been pretty.
It looks great.
Yeah.
See you this afternoon.
Unless you have something else, we're going to recess until 2:30.
Well, she just asked for Renee.
That's I got. Okay. That's an action item that I promised
recess.
You to do that. So
until 2:30.
Oh.